Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com. for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Samuel Borello, Edison Potter, Jebediah G. Schmidt, David Cothron, Juliana, Amalia, Jessica Salter, Ellie Smith, Adrian Clark, Mara Wilson, Kaylee Albright, Sarah Harrison, Mand McElroy, Malin, Christian Dokken, K.S., Bert, Alex May, Mike Massia, Jessica Grace. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to Rusty Quill Gaming. I am Sasha Sienna, and I am your GM today. And with me are...
Lowry Davis.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And we are playing Not Far to Bermuda, a micro-setting from MacGuffin and Company. And we're using the Fate Accelerated system, very loosely. And who are our crew today?
Hello, I'm Jazz Jenkins. You can call me JJ, though.
So I'm Rainbow Smith, and I know what yoga is.
And I'm Elliot Spiffington, the student poet.
Okay, and we last left our cast woefully underprepared for the Wanderlust's talent night in the Sunset Lounge. So, Love Flow are ready-ish to perform a poetry/yogography.
Yep.
Performance number.
Yes.
They will be competing against several other acts, including Gran and Anne's Broken Hip Salsa. And also performing with them is Devon, former Lothario, reformed monogamous lover. So it is the day of the talent show. You have got, frankly, nothing to perform. Is there...
I'm beginning to get an idea of what yoga is. I think possibly it's like a food fight with your elbows. Because that's what one of the teens told me when I bribed them.
You've been talking to the teens?
Yes. because cool. I needed to get secretly to the border room in order to... I didn't do that. I didn't lay any traps. I've only been working on the choreography all along.
Yep. You know that's not what yoga is, though.
So what is it?
You know, it's like... It's really spiritual. It's stretching.
Taking notes.
Stretching your spirit. This is the most that I've seen eye to eye with you, I think, actually, Elliot. Yes, it is very spiritual. It comes from within.
No one's giving me details! Rainbow screams in her head, but she keeps taking notes. So really stretch the spirit, not a food fight.
But hang on, we've got X amount of hours until we have to perform.
Let's say eight. Eight is a nice round number. Yeah, 8 hours.
We should obviously do blind bidding on how many of those hours. yeah, well, I could totally... show you the choreography.
Okay, so I'm going to make some suggestions because I've got little fate points too. Ooh. So I'm going to suggest some things that you could do to maybe not prepare an act, but maybe better prepare yourself for
when you
what
say
is
suggest,
to come.
Sorry, as a mechanical thing, is that something you're going to basically roll off against us?
I'm going to offer you a fate point.
Oh, okay.
And then you can either take it and do it or... you can refuse and pay a fate point into the middle. So because I'm the GM and I'm not trying to make your lives too easy, I'm going to suggest that you use aspects that you have to try and prepare, but that they're also going to go a bit wrong for you.
Okay.
So I've got 3 fate points, and I'm going to suggest that Elliot, who has the aspect onboard gossip, tries to get some more... information about the other acts, because sabotaging Grananan went very well from a certain perspective.
My perspective.
I was hoping I could use my gossip powers to start rumours that would disrupt Devon and
yes, but bear in mind,
we've made our own win conditions.
You can, you can do this, and it will help you. But I will also be making it have a catch. Like it's like a devil's bargain situation.
Ooh. Oh. I guess he wants the champagne. He'll have more admirers that way. Okay, all right. Let's find out what the other acts are doing, yeah.
Okay, so that one's for you. So, Lowry, your character, JJ, is the designated first aider. Now, we've already established that there is a bandage shortage. So you're going to be... I mean, this might go against everything you stand for. But should you injure some other participants, it would be difficult for them to get the proper medical attention that they'd require to properly take part.
They used up a lot of bandages on Grandma.
Yeah. What about Dr. Sturgeon?
I mean, Dr. Sturgeon would probably very much disapprove if she found out that it was you.
But I do want my champagne. Because Devon and I need to, you know... Now that we've really committed, we really need to have that anniversary. I think it would be very good for us and our relationship.
Sure.
Obviously, that's all I'm about. So, because I've made it so. You're asking me to choose between my mentor and my love.
Yeah,
is that what I'm interpreting it?
Yeah.
Bugger. I think I'm going to have to... Yeah, okay, I accept.
Okay. Here you go. Okay, so... For Rainbow, you're scared of water and a former lifeguard. So there's a lot of people competing because there's like the thing about the boarders and the deckers wanting to use the champagne as currency in this ongoing bidding war for the indoor pool.
Idiots.
Yeah, if you could somehow sabotage the indoor pool, like make it unusable.
My nemesis.
It might take away a lot of their incentive.
I am absolutely going for that 100%. Gonna drain the pool, maybe stain it purple, maybe
put jelly in it.
I've got a plan.
Okay, so it's 8 hours until the talent show, and you all have ways in which you're just going to try and desperately make this not as awful for you as Love Flow as it is about to be. So,
that's going to be so bad.
Well...
So, let's start with Elliot. So,
my gossip monger self.
Tell me how Elliot goes about finding information.
He goes and flirts with every single person he sees.
Okay.
That's everyone, apart from the kids.
Yeah, good note.
Probably he tries to flirt with some of the Rainiacs, definitely the Shredders, the hospitality people, the Deckers.
Probably some of the Boarders, hoping they'll be flattered.
Okay, so the Rainiacs are... There's a small group of Rainiacs, actually, who are... Obviously, they're just there to support Ray.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to see him host, and they're sure he will be just fantastic. But they are putting together a small... sort of like a tribute night, where they're basically just performing a medley of all of Ray's best songs. Of course, all of Ray's best songs are just top 40 hits. Right now, it's kind of coming out like a Now That's What I Call Music Through the Ages CD, but they're really confident that he's going to be real touched.
Aww.
Yeah. The Boarders are going to try and push on with their salsa dancing. They really didn't have a lot else to contribute, and Rananan is, you know, she's the head board, like, she's the queen bee of the Boarders. She has got a strong spirit, okay? She may have a broken hip, but damn it, she's gonna dance.
Wow. I like her.
And so the Shredders, I mean, that you guys are kind of involved with them. You're dating a spin instructor, your yoga instructors.
Yeah. I know what yoga is, and it's totally about fitness.
Yeah.
That's right.
It happens in a
spirit.
Gym. There is a rival shredder. So there's internal politics in any of these cliques.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see. Annie Rose, I'm going to make an NPC here. She's an aspiring lounge singer herself.
Oh, my God, your voice. It's so beautiful.
And she she's basically treating this as an audition.
Mm.
She wants that champagne, not for the champagne, but for the prestige that the champagne would give her.
Okay.
Don't forget that at any point, you can all spend your fate points to compel the NPCs to do something based on their aspects as well. Mm. The cosmetologists
have decided
to come out of the spa.
Oh, my gosh.
And they are going to be taking part in this evening.
Am I able to find out what they're doing?
No. Nobody knows what nobody knows what happens in cosmetology except the cosmetologists and a few favoured passengers.
Can I not approach them?
You can try, but we can try role-playing that if you like.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Who is a good cosmetologist?
Well, you kind of have to just try and go to the spa and make a booking.
Oh! No, he's not going to do that, no.
No? Okay.
No, he likes his life.
So you've heard on the rumour mill that the cosmetologists are going to be taking part.
Okay, all right. I thought they'd actually show themselves.
They very rarely show themselves. Sometimes, like, someone will come out in the spa uniform, but they mostly stay in the spa. So we'll leave that one for later.
Are the crew taking part?
The crew are not taking part. The sailors and the technical staff are not taking part. They are...
That's fair.
Running. Looking harried and busy, yeah.
All right, no worries.
Are you sharing this information with the rest of Love Flow?
I mean...
It
would be useful.
It would be, but does he like you? No. Does he want the champagne? Yes.
We haven't really decided how we're going to split this if we win it, have we?
I think probably each of us has decided that we're getting the whole bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll tell the others.
It's like a power play, right? If you say it to Devon in front of JJ, then it's...
Yeah. Okay, so I'll be like...
Jack or Sig and Brain.
So there's... they're still going to do their salsa thing. That should be interesting to watch. There's a really nice singer, Annie Rose. She's got a nice voice. She probably has a good chance, anyway. There's also, I heard that the cosmetologists are showing up.
Cosmetology?
Atmosphere.
I'm sorry, that was great.
Incredible.
Okay.
Incredible scenes.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but we should be on our guard for anything.
Right. Well, I think, frankly, it's time that... we took action.
Right.
What kind of action?
Well, you know, Grananan's... I mean, I know this must be very difficult for you.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine how that happened.
Yeah.
But or what yoga is.
It's inspired me. And I think maybe it's time to take drastic action and maybe we should try and sabotage some of the other acts.
Oh, really?
I mean, that sounds...
doable in the next 5 hours?
Yeah,
or so.
I've got a plan. I'm a zip wire master.
That is just wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'm gonna zip wire through the room.
Where?
No. From the highest point of the ship. Go with me here.
Right.
Absolutely. Anywhere you take us.
There is a course that you can do. We've been on the ship for so long. I've been planning this really for ages because I thought it might be a bit fun. Because frankly, I've just remembered that I have cabin fever and I really like to be outdoors and don't like this environment. I'm going to zip wire over all of the cliques and I'm going to drop maybe dumbbells on them.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
I can help a friend, I think. I can help a friend. I never travel light, so I have a lot of props.
Can I take your bag?
Of different things. Like, so this might help. This has, I mean, some of it's quite, if you try and pick it up, it will feel like a bag of bricks. But, like, they all have.
How do you feel about me dropping your stones on them? Your amethyst, your jade.
Whatever it takes.
This sounds really dangerous, so I'm all for it.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so the way that this will work is you're going to make a roll to set up the zip wire and take all these crystals up there with you, and then you will add your approach. Now, I'm going to say your approach has to be forceful because it's...
You're trying to kill people!
Nothing else.
I don't really want to kill them. Dumbbells is a bit much.
So, what? It goes through the ship and it sinks!
So,
it's not how it works.
And then you will get a plus one because Rainbow is helping you, and you will get a plus two because stunt is... relevant. Or okay. Well, as we're using it, your expedition is relevant.
So I'm adding five in total to this.
You're adding five. I think this is a dreadful plan.
What?
Frankly.
Me too. Is that a technical term?
Yes, it's on the list.
Oh, I can't believe this. I'm so insulted.
So I'm going to set your target number as a four.
Wow.
Okay.
Good if you luck. Go wrong, there's going to be consequences because, of course, there is. You're making a zip line on the ship and dropping rocks on people.
Can I not add a fate thing to add my aspect?
You've already done it. You've added it to give her a plus one.
I'm not going to do anything to help you.
You've already helped me with the information. Thank you so much, Elliot. I could never have done this without you. You have been my rock.
You're now going to drop
Wait,
on
which one of these rocks that you're going to drop on the rest of the ship is he being exactly? So don't forget, once you've made this roll, you can spend a fate point to tell me how an aspect that you have helps.
Okay.
Make the roll.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. So that's a minus two. So with your plus five, that's still only a three.
Oh, no.
So you can spend a fate point to tell me how one aspect... is helping you.
Okay, so either...
And then you can add plus two, which will do it, or you can re-roll, which might not do it.
Yeah. Okay, so either I've... Because I'm the designated first aider, because I date a spin instructor, or because I've actually been to Bermuda. I really want to use actually been to Bermuda, but I think being designated first aider will help because I know where to hit people to injure them but not kill them.
Okay, that's not as intended when I wrote that aspect, but it does make a kind of sense. So yeah, go
it's
on.
It's medical Spend knowledge.
That. Yeah, medical knowledge.
Thank you. This is my fate point. I will put it
Great,
there.
Thank you. Okay, so would you please like to describe how this goes?
Okay. Well, I've set up the zip wire. It's a zigzag one, because obviously...
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
People don't go in. Yeah, they don't just live in a straight line.
It's good advice for the life.
Yeah. I would like... I don't know, I'm thinking... Oh, no, this is so violent.
Yes, well
I
done.
I just want to take out key people from the cliques. So, I mean, Gran and Nan is already, as far as I'm concerned, done. I'm not going to be hitting the boarders. But I'm going for the deckers. I'm going for the other shredders. Annie Rose, the singer. She's the shredder, right?
Or she is.
Yeah.
I don't want to poison her, but I want to
heard her voice.
So did you drop a rock at her throat?
Yes. Well, I was thinking more like, you've told me about one of the rocks that can, like,
stones.
I wanted to swallow it, so I'd drop it in her bottle of water.
You want to choke her?
No, I'm not going to choke her.
No, he's just going to drop one of my stones.
If I knew you were trying to aim a stone at someone's mouth, I would have given you a much higher target.
The drink. It goes in the drink.
Oh, so the drink. Oh, okay.
The drink is also quite acidic.
So then the drink gets quite acidic.
So let's just say she's drinking one of those, like, martini glasses, you know, like, big surface
and
area.
And hopefully it doesn't smash the glass. I don't want to kill anyone. I don't
just
want to kill anyone.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You should have thought of that before you said you're going to throw heavy objects
at
them.
I panicked. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to use the zip wire. How does that sound?
Okay. I mean, it sounds like chaos.
Oh,
I love
God.
It. But I will accept the premise of it. So I'm going to add. Actually, I'm going to give this to you, so you now get this post-it note and pencil. Ooh. And you can put whatever aspect you want on Annie Rose.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I liked your idea of it being acidic, and she now has a really raspy voice.
Okay, raspy voice, nice. Okay.
I would like to make it clear that JJ did not enjoy doing that.
Yep.
Okay, noted.
She
noted.
Was crying.
Thank
as
you.
She was vibrating.
Okay, I think that's a great place to take a break. So we will be back in a few minutes.
Lori's learning how complicit we all feel all the time.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, welcome back to Rusty Quill Gaming. We've just dealt with JJ's
zip line up there.
Murder
spree. I don't know what to call that, to be honest. And
the decks are running red.
We have to just one thing to do.
Which is fortunate, because I'm not afraid of blood. Just water.
Mm. So our last thing to do before we actually go to the talent show is, I believe that Rainbow is ready to destroy that pool.
Well, you know, so I don't like to think about what happened at the pool, because as you know, I was a former lifeguard, and things happened, and now I'm not a lifeguard
anymore.
Former lifeguard, not current lifeguard, and probably never a future lifeguard, given what happened, which we won't talk about. So I know that there are buttons that you shouldn't press, that you shouldn't allow a child to press.
Oh no.
But for the good of this team, for the good of the champagne, and to get my own back at Grananan. I will press that button.
What button?
Sometimes the drains need to be cleared. That involves suction.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So, pressing the button is well within your capabilities. That's fine. Getting to the button is the harder part. So, how would you like to do this?
Gotta sneak past all of the people that are at the pool.
Right, yeah.
While, as much as I can, hiding my eyes from the water,
which is you're gonna sneak past with your eyes closed.
Gonna dress myself up as a towel monster. Just cover myself in towel. Like, you know, well, maybe not that, maybe just, like, so where the towels need to be cleaned, I'm just gonna cover myself.
Yes, okay, so you're a laundry
towels.
Cart, a human like laundry cart.
I'm a human laundry cart. Yes.
You're not hiding in a laundry cart, just to be clear. You are.
No, I am, but I've cut holes at the bottom so I can walk along.
Like Pumpkin Stone.
Yes. Yes. So I'm in the laundry cart.
Let's start.
Underneath the towels. And I can walk
How
along.
How are you able to see where you're going?
I cannot. That is not a thing I'm able to do, no.
Okay.
But I can plan my route based on my lifeguard knowledge, and from the feel of the ridges on the tiles on the floor, I know what direction I'm going.
Okay.
It's one of the secret skills that lifeguards
Would
get.
You like some help?
Yes.
How is Elliot going to be helping?
I can push her.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, that's quite significant help.
That is good help.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have here, to the average onlooker, splashing about in the indoor pool.
They don't know what's coming.
You know, just having a lovely time on this, their holiday. What we see is a laundry cart full of towels being pushed along by an incredibly attractive man.
And dressed in his, like, swimming trunks. No,
so,
Speedo.
Nobody at this point is going to be keeping their eyes on the tiny pair of feet coming out of the bottom of the laundry
cart. And the fact that Rainbow is humming the Mission Impossible.
I'd like to point out that I'm helping you because vengeance is a motive I can really respect. And also because you're the only one that hasn't actually really pissed Elliot off.
But I want to, because then at least I have your attention.
You got my attention. I'm helping.
I mean, you're just now covered in towels, so it's...
Also, you know. I can check out everyone at the pool.
Yeah.
Find my next... I was going to say next victim, but that's...
Target.
So, this is actually not the worst plan that you've come up with. So, the target here is...
I felt like there was a pointed glance my direction.
I
came up with that plan by
looking
yourself.
Looking around the room. So, your target here is going to be a 2.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Fine. Cool.
What do I do to help?
So, that means that Lyd gets a +1 on her roll.
I just got to sneak past, round all the different things of howling children and get to the admin block and then...
Just hope I don't get distracted or accosted by one of my exes.
I really hope. Yep. Good luck.
Ooh.
That's a -1, which is a 0 with Helen's help.
But I was doing it in a... That was a sneaky...
It was a sneaky manner.
Definitely sneaky, so that's 2.
So that is 2.
Oh!
So she does it.
So you manage it.
Yes!
Yay!
Oh, all the people in the pool hear a deep and terrifying gurgle. A shudder. And then suddenly the water level begins to drop. There's a deep suction and everyone's swimming trunks fall right off.
Oh my God.
Fortunately for everyone, that amount of swimming costume manages to clog the drainage pipe before anyone's little feet or toes get run in. And so while the decks above may be running red with blood, thank you very much, JJ. In the pool, we just see a horrific mess of plasticky swimming clothes.
The writhing bodies trying to clamber out of the pool.
Writhing naked bodies trying to get out.
I mean, this is largely kind of older, sunburned people at
very
this
sunburned.
Point. At least they're not bleeding and or poisoned.
No, they're just trapped in the pool, which, as we know from The Sims, is fatal.
You said nothing about deleting the ladder.
The ladder doesn't quite reach the bottom.
Ah.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm.
They will they be able to escape in time for the talent contest?
Okay, that's actually, I like that extra detail. So what you can do is, if you want, you can spend a fate point to take out one of the other cliques.
Well, yes, I will do that. I will spend a fate point. If I can use former lifeguard again.
Yes.
Or never travel to light because I have bolt cutters. And so I can cut through a ladder at the top and it's done.
Okay, so who is not getting out of the pool? Which act is for sure stuck at the bottom of that pool?
So who do I deal with?
You've dealt with the shredders.
We've half dealt with the boarders.
I mean, Gran and Anne is not in that pool. She's got a broken hip, bless her. She's not. She's not swimming right now.
And then there's the cosmetologist.
There's the cosmetologist, the Rainiacs, and the Deckers.
I feel like it's important the teens aren't in the pool.
Neither the teens nor the children are in the pool.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to take out the Deckers. Did we already deal with them, or are they still in the
pool? What were the Deckers doing?
I don't think we actually talked about what the Deckers were doing.
But they were one of the ones who were part of the pool ball, right?
They were.
So they would be possibly in the pool. That makes sense.
So we've dealt with the Deckers.
Okay.
So that leaves Rainiacs and Cosmetologists.
Oh, so I pick another one. Oh, yeah, right, okay.
So those are the two that are left. Okay. Rainiacs, Cosmetologists, you and Gran and Anne. We'll never find out what the Deckers were doing. But it was really good, though. It was great,
I want to see what Cosmetologists are getting up to.
Okay.
Oh, you may regret that.
I'm sure I just
get a real sense of devil worship off them.
They're going to turn up having drawn occult symbols on themselves.
And I've provided all the blood.
Occult symbols. I was going to say in different shades of foundation, but in blood now.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, foundation is definitely a scarce resource at this point. So.
Everyone's complexion is so blotchy.
So, with very little time left, I think we're ready to head to the Sunset Lounge. With little time and no act, we're ready to head to the Sunset Lounge.
Fewer competitors.
But many fewer competitors.
I've completed my vendetta against water and old women.
Yes. Very good. Very good character art.
Now we only have the boy to resolve.
Okay. So you arrive a little early at the Sunset Lounge, as all the acts have been asked to do. There is a green room. You are not allowed in it. However, when you arrive, you notice there is a small table set up that is not usually there. And at this table, there is one empty chair. There is... Let's see, how many of you have actually been to the spa?
On the ship?
Mm.
Never.
I probably...
If I was allowed in, would have tried to go.
Okay.
Before it all went downhill.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely, I would have gone in.
You would have dated at least one.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Yes. So, from the brief time when you were one of the favoured passengers that actually gets allowed into the spa, you recognise Rudy Bloom, who is head cosmetologist.
Oh, my.
The other person sat at this table turns around as you arrive and immediately walks up to you. It is Dr. Fern Sturgeon, ship surgeon.
Ooh.
Hi.
Jazz.
Hi, Doctor. Dr. Finn.
Could I have a word?
Of course.
Just take you aside just a little.
Is it about all the murder?
Jasmine.
Yes.
I have to say, I feel like you've been betraying the principles of designated first aiders everywhere.
Why would you say that?
Several people saw you, and I don't want to believe this about you, but several people saw you zip-wiring and dropping rocks on people. And I understand the urge. Truly, I do. But I really do feel like I have to explain. This is the opposite of first aid.
And I was crying the whole time, and I went back and I bandaged them all.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to make a roll here to see whether you can persuade her that this is fine.
I don't know if I want to deceive her, though, because it's so important to me that she actually...
How does JJ want this to go?
Kiss. No, I want... So, she's like a parent figure to me, I guess. I
just wanted to tell me it's all going to be okay and let me... that she forgives me and she understands why I did it.
Okay, please tell me how you're going to try and do that. What approach you're using to like navigate this.
I'm going to try and explain why it's so important to me that we win.
Oh, you're going to open up about your love life.
Maybe, yeah. And you know, I just felt like Devon was drifting from me and I just, I loved him so much. Like, we've been on the ship, we've been through so much together, and I didn't want to lose him, and I just knew that that bottle of champagne would really make everything okay.
Okay. All right. Give me a roll. I'm going to say that your target number's probably a 4, because this
I mean, that's quite a stretch.
Does anyone want to help?
No.
What am I going to use? I guess it's not flashy, forceful, quick, sneaky. I don't like it being sneaky. Careful?
I think that your approach is probably, yeah, probably careful, I guess. It doesn't really fit any of those particularly well.
I mean, I'll give you a stone to augment you. Would you like a crystal to augment? It's a stone of generic plus one.
Oh,
you do mean one of the fates. I thought you literally meant Rainbow was just going to give me some amethyst.
No, but...
yeah. But it is also that.
In game, literally, that is what
they
can do.
I don't know,
yes.
We are like... Oh, yeah, if you've been listening, then fine, please do help me. Uncareful, then, should we say. So that's a plus 0 for me. Uh-oh.
So that's plus 1. Okay.
It's 0.
My target is 4.
Yeah, all right. I mean, you can roll it, and then you can spend your final fate point to use an aspect if you want to.
Okay.
Oh, well, that was a minus 3.
Yeah, I've got 1 fate point left. What can I do? I can re-roll.
You can re-roll, or
you
can get...
Or I can use an aspect, but plus 2, but that's still not going to be enough. If I did a plus 2, I'd have to re-roll, right?
Mm.
Do I still get
Yeah, you will do, but you're still...
You're on your minus 2.
You'll still need to tell me which aspect you're using.
Okay.
Talk about Bermuda.
Yeah, is this where I use Bermuda?
I mean, designated first aider is right there, but
okay. Do you know what? I've been to Bermuda before, and I was alone, and everyone was in a couple or some form of relationship, and I just can't face being there alone again. This is a really tough place to be.
So you're looking for a 3.
Oh my goodness!
Okay.
Oh my word!
She just pulls you to her, gives you a big hug and says, I know, it's a dreadful place. I've been there too. I understand.
Thank you, I knew we had a connection.
I feel like I'm done.
Why did we both take this job? She cries.
I don't know.
Good luck out there.
Thank you.
She'll go sit down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah.
We've had some looking at the poets.
Okay, you'll take your seats. You'll get your vape sticks, your whiskies, e-cigarettes, whatever it is that you've got, your note cards and your lycra crystals. Ray Martini will finish his particular ditty and say, welcome, folks, to the Sunset Lounge's talent night. Our very first, and perhaps our very only. I have been Ray Martini and the Shakers, and...
He's two Shakers!
Has to put the sound effect in.
It is so very good to see you all here, once again, in the Sunset Lounge. So we'll be performing a little bit more later on, but first, we have... our very first act of this evening, and I particularly am very much looking forward to this salacious performance, I'm sure, by... what is your Gran and Anne's first name?
Anna.
Anna!
Anna the Nana, my Gran and Anna.
We have Anna and Archibald performing... the tango.
Okay.
And so they'll come out. They've been working very, very hard, actually. They've been really getting into these dance lessons. It's... And I tell you what, she may have a limp.
Oof.
May be being entirely held up by Archibald. But this is actually one of the steamiest versions of the tango you've ever seen.
No! Anna Nana, my Nana, the Grana Nana. No!
I'm just happy to see more love in the room.
So they are doing pretty well. Oh, we forgot to introduce the judges. We forgot to introduce the judges, folks. But the judges that we have here today are Ruby Bloom from the Cosmetology Wellness Spa on board the Wanderlust. We have Dr. Fern Sturgeon, the ship's surgeon, and we have myself, the illustrious Ray Martini. Now, we have next act for you, Annie Rose, who I'm told is going to be a particularly exciting upcoming star. Annie Rose will be getting up and... oh, by the way, you have the trouble insulted Ray Martini on day
yes.
one. What exactly did you say?
So he was on the cruise that took me to Bermuda before,
mm.
and I didn't realise that, and I was talking about how bad the band was last time and how I was so glad that, you know, it would be better this time.
Okay.
He didn't take it.
So Annie Rose will do her thing. She's got a very raspy voice. You know what? It works on her.
Oh,
it's really good.
It's a jazz yeah, number, isn't it?
It really fits with what she's going for. It's just hitting all the right notes.
Funny times.
Oh, JJ, you fool!
It was all for nothing.
Okay, so the cosmetologists will come on. What they're doing is a quick change act.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I'm going for that.
Yeah, genuinely, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like that.
What they're doing is quick changing from spa outfit to another spa outfit.
Same colour?
Yeah, no, it's a uniform. Yeah, yeah.
Swapping.
But the crowd go wild. They love it. I don't know how into this your characters will be, but everybody else in the room is having a fantastic time.
Moderate to severe. Into
okay.
This.
And now, finally, folks, we have a poetry algo choreography act.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like there to be a name for it that you've given?
Love Flow.
Oh, yes, that's it. And now we have a little special something from Love Flow. So, what are you doing?
I guess we all get up on stage.
Well, yeah.
Rainbow's going to do what she thinks yoga is.
And what is that exactly?
It's indescribable, Sasha. If you crossed, like, voguing with crossword puzzles with a little bit of crystals thrown in.
Yep. No, I can picture it. I'm definitely picturing it.
You'd be getting close.
Wow.
But not quite there.
Okay, and can we maybe imagine these very indescribable shapes being thrown on the top of some poetry?
Yeah. So, obviously Devon didn't write any poetry.
Obviously.
But Elliot is like, I totally got this. I'm an improv master. So he gets up. Rainbow's in the background. Are you with Rainbow?
I mean, Devon and I have a routine that we do every morning together, so we're probably just
doing sun salutations.
Yeah, exactly. Done with dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Elliot gets up there and grabs the mic as if he's about to release, like, the rawest...
Love Flow.
Yeah, Love Flow you've ever heard in your life. And he starts and he goes,
there's just something about you, Devon. When I see you, I am in heaven. I haven't felt like this since I was 17 when I fell in love with Kevin. We should turn this up to 11, Devon. I want to be with you forever and... I beg you to leave me never in Devon. Because this time I can't just be like whatever.
Are you locking eyes with JJ?
Oh, the whole time! The whole time!
She has stopped mid salutation. She's in like one of the goddess poses, yeah. Just frozen.
And then somehow Elliot produces a rose and drops the mic.
Wow. How is JJ reacting to this?
I think she launches herself at...
Yes! Yes!
At Elliot.
Oh, I love it. PvP. All right.
Okay, so we've not got a huge amount of time.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is try and resolve this in a single role.
Fair.
So please tell me... I mean, to be fair, I'm going to make you both use Forceful because it's a fight. Yeah.
I have two for that.
I have one.
So it's a straight opposed roll.
Okay.
Together?
Yes. No one wants any help, it's fine. I'll just sit here in the corner.
Oh. You're voguing.
Three, two, one, open.
Uh-oh. I've got two in total.
I've got one.
And how much forceful have you got?
One.
So you've also got two in total. You both eventually look up to see that Devon has run from the room.
No, Devon!
God damn it.
I'm going to run after him. I'm going to get my...
We're going to race each other.
I want like a Black Widow lying and zipline.
Yes! Okay, Rainbow, are you staying in the room or are you chasing to see what happens?
Like, I'm waiting to pick up my prize because that was spectacular.
You're the only one left to go in the champagne. What we're going to do is say, everybody actually thinks this is part of the act.
Of course, yeah, amazing.
Got a storyline.
I was going to do a thing where we rolled for the different acts, but I actually think that is like nothing anyone on the ship has ever seen before, and the champagne is just handed to Rainbow.
Do you just open it and shake it?
Yeah, she shakes it, opens it, and it's water gets everywhere!
No! I feel like we don't actually have time to see what happens with Devon. And we're just going to leave that.
That is a tableau.
It's about that's. I mean, this is clearly a love story for the ages. It's going on and on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thanks very much for playing and for listening. That was Not Far to Bermuda from MacGuffin and Company. If you want to play your own version of Welcome to Bermuda...
We really recommend it.
If you want to play your own version of Not Far to Bermuda, and like I don't know why you wouldn't, you can get it from the MacGuffin and Company Patreon along with our other micro settings and a whole mini campaign where you can explore the different cliques on the ship.
Nice! Actually,
Maybe with or without poisoning them with crystals or breaking their hips from patreon.com/MacGuffin and Company. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Applause for all.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowrie Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
This is going to be the first episode you weren't in, right?
Yes. First ever?
Yeah.
Mm. You've been in every episode?
Yeah. Running or playing?
The takeover starts now!
There is no better one for me not to be in.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, perfect.
This is fantastic. I love this.
I'm really pleased that we've got Chris Hemsworth.
I'm glad that you managed to get fighting over men out of your system long enough to zipline over and just start chucking. And then whilst chucking rocks, people going, oh, I didn't want to hurt them. Rocks!
Oh, no! Little pebbles!
Oh, I didn't... when I was throwing rocks, you meant to poison them? What? You know, like when you poison someone, so you sort of throw a brick.
Yeah, you need to understand how merciful Sasha is being to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.